Welcome to today's program, produced by members of the Montreal-based anti-capitalist convergence, LECLAC.
Last Saturday, March 2nd, activists from a number of Montreal communities gathered at 1710 Beaudry for Operation Solidarity, a day of workshops and discussions. The day was planned by members of the Collective Opposed to Police Brutality and the CLAC in the hope that it would help to catalyze an organized response to the range of anti-terrorist and immigration legislation that has been passed over the past year, and which in fact represents a concerted and racist attack on refugee and immigrant communities and the marginalization and criminalization of political dissent.
During the day, workshops were given by members of COBP, the Collective Opposed to Police Brutality, Cabotang Montreal, RECON, and the Common Front Legal Collective on the following topics: security survival skills, prisoner solidarity, organizing against police brutality, the history of state repression, grassroots resistance, and organizing against repression in immigrant communities. The event concluded with a panel discussion during which presenters gave accounts and updates about campaigns and cases presently before the courts that require the active support and solidarity of Montreal area activists. These included COBP's campaign to follow the prosecution of Giovanni Stante, one of the cops responsible for the death of Jean-Pierre Lizotte in front of the Shed Cafe 2 years ago, as well as support for the case of Joe David, the arrested squatters, and the OCAP June 15th defendants in Toronto, and members of the Mouvement Germinal arrested before the demonstrations in Quebec City last spring. For more information about these cases and for the specific days that they will be appearing in court, please check out COBP's judicial calendar at www.tau.ca/COBP calendar judiciaire.
This March 2nd event is hopefully the beginning of an Operation Solidarity campaign that will focus on concrete ways to organize support for and between communities facing state repression and harassment. There will be a follow-up meeting to be held on Tuesday, March 19th at 7 p.m. in the room A2580, Pavillon Hubert-Raquin at UQAM. You can get off at Metro Berry-UQAM. Shelley Fahy, an active member of COBP, has been working closely with Mohawk artist Joe David to set the record straight and bring justice to Mohawk land. She spoke at the event about Joe David, who fought to defend Mohawk territory against the invasion of land developers and corrupt politicians, and was shot and left paralyzed in 1999 by Kanesatagi police forces.
So Joe David, I can't talk too much about his case in particular, because he is going through the Police Ethics Commission right now and as well has filed a civil suit against the police. But he came into conflict with the police, didn't agree with a tactic that they took. They came to talk to him with arms. And he didn't at all believe this was a fair way to be approached. And a conflict happened where he ended up getting shot once in his leg and once in the back of his neck. That has left him quadriplegic. The bullets that they used are bullets that explode upon impact, and he still has lots of bullet fragments that are left in his neck. Some have moved around to the front of his neck now. They might actually be able to get those ones out, but they were lead bullets as well, exploding lead bullets, both outlawed under the Geneva Convention for use during war, but for some reason okay to use locally. So they might be able to get some of the bullet parts out, but he constantly has to deal with pain because of the lead poisoning. So the ontology right now is looking into, and you know, I don't have much faith in the ontology, but they're looking into allegations of wrongdoing on that day. One of the complaints, it was his family who actually launched the complaint to the Police Ethics Commission, because they were all there that day trying to talk to the police and say, hey, you know, we know how we can help deal with this situation. The police again and again and again reassured them and said, you know, we'll wait this out as long as we have to, it's okay. And then basically sent what was equivalent to a SWAT team in, being led by a civilian. who was at the bar for quite a few hours and known as a hothead in the community. So that's the person who led this raid on Joe's house. And so that's one of the things that the Police Ethics Commission will be investigating the betrayal that happened to Joe's family on that day, investigating the negligence and wrongdoing of the police on that day, examining the excessive use of force, and you know, hopefully we were hoping it rules in their favor and that can work towards Joe's civil suit so that he can, win a little money back to get the equipment that he needs to live a decent quality of life in his wheelchair. You can email for more information, and I can email people and keep them updated if they're interested in coming to these hearings. They're open, you can come. And it's really good to have extra people out there, you know, letting the criminal justice system know that they're being watched. And the email address is justiceforjoe, no space between the words, @tao.ca. That's it.
Magali San Martin, organizer with the Latin American Coalition Against Racism, the Ontario Common Front, and an active supporter of the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty, participated in the event, speaking about the work being done in Toronto to combat racist profiling of Latino youth. She also spoke about the coming June 15th trials involving OPCAP members that are facing grave charges for participating in the March on Queen's Park of June 15th, 2000, where anti-poverty activists took a stand against the Tory government.
The work that we do with the Latin American Coalition Against Racism began when the police association put up a poster in the subway station, and this poster showed a group of Latino youth, and the text invited the law-abiding citizens to support the law and order agenda against people who were drug addicts, pimps, and rapists. So we organized in the Latin American community in order to have the Toronto Police Association issue an apology to the community and do some, basically also get some kind of reparations. We didn't get any of those things, but the TTC, the Toronto Transit Commission, gave us money in order to put our own poster and therefore balance the police. We did work with the community, the youth in the community, and we came up with a poster that it was found to be very problematic by the city councilors. The city councilors thought that our poster was violent. And I think that what they were expecting from us was that we would show, you know, sort of like we're nice people, you know, we dance salsa and, you know, kind of that. And we refused to do that, and we actually had a poster that was very strong, a poster that said basically we are not going to take it. So after much discussion with the councillors, the poster went up for a month. They did put it in a place where it was really away from where most of the people walk in the subway. It was like right at the end behind a pillar, so it was very difficult to see. But that was our first event, and that's where we were formed. And we continue to do work. So when OCAP organized the demonstration in June 15th, we attended the demonstration because we were very concerned about the issues. The demonstration had three demands that had to do with basically rejecting the tenant protection law that was called the Safe Streets Act, which was against people who begged in the streets and also against street youth. And we also demanded an increment to the welfare. And OCAP argued that in that period of time in the summer, about 22 homeless people were died because of the conditions of social programming. My own experience was going to the shelters and doing workshops with women, and women actually going back to abusive situations because they did not have enough money to survive on their own. So to us, the demands that OCAC put forward were very, very important. So when we went there, of course you all know about the police riot. People defended themselves against the violence of the police. And it was very interesting because in my case, I didn't think that I was going to be arrested, but I was chosen from a group of people and basically, I think that they recognized me from the work that we've been doing with the Latin American Coalition. So in the other thing that happened to me was that the Justice of the Peace denied me bail because he said that I was a Chilean. And because I was a Chilean, I was a danger to the public. Because in Chile, people threw stones, and that made me dangerous to the public. So sort of like a genetic kind of thing. All Chileans carry this in our blood. So that meant that I was in jail for about 5 days until we organized and mobilized. Now, about 43 people were arrested, some the same day the protest took place and some later on. We have various charges, but all of us had the charge of participating in a riot. What happened afterwards is that only 3 people now have those charges, which is John Clark, Stefan Pelipa, and Gaetan Erol. And John Clark has the charge of counseling to participate in a riot, and the other 2 have participated in a riot. And that's an indictable offense, which means that it's a minimum of 2 years and more. They already had a pre-trial, and their trial with Yuri will happen in November. The rest of us have begun going to trials every day. We began on January the 28th, and every day there is a trial going on in Toronto. And it's probably going to last until, well, probably May. So the rest of us have different kinds of charges, including assault police, of course, assault with weapons. Some of us had charges that have to do with intenting injuring or killing an animal. And this is because some people actually grabbed the reins of the horses when the horses were coming towards us. Some people actually grabbed the horse, and that is a charge, a specific charge. We haven't gotten any verdicts yet. All of us have to go back there. It has meant a lot of energy in terms of financing this, in terms of supporting people who are going to the trials. And I think that it also has become a very important political organizing because the June 15th was a different kind of demonstration. It was the first time that in Toronto people fought back the police brutality. And that actually has become, for the state and for us, a very crucial thing. The state does not want to drop any of the charges. In fact, they have orders from above not to do that. So they're going to continue and try to get as many convictions as they can.
You've been listening to Clack Radio. About future activities concerning the Operation Solidarity campaign, contact CLAC at 514-409-2049, clac@tao.ca, and visit us at quebec2001.net. You can also reach COBP at 514-859-9065, email cobp@tao.ca. Come participate in the 6th International Day Against Police Brutality, March 15th, 5 p.m. at Barrie Square, Metro Barrie UQAM.